is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is your show today, Guardian Radio, today on 96.9 FM. My name is Garth Maynard-Roseborough. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time to this particular program, and today we should have had an appearance from the Office of the Prime Minister, and I just got a note that they want to reschedule for the next time that I sit here in this space, if that's even possible. We'll find out by the end of the show and give you some advisement as to their coming on this particular program. This is Guardian Radio today. I listened to the conversations that you had with Aaron Green and with C.A. Newring. And of course, you know, you all started your day with Morning Blend with Mr. Dwight Strawn. As for me returning back to our shores, I had a very, I would say, intimate conversation on Sunday, which was yesterday, on my show Remark, which actually comes on every Sunday from 5 to 6:30, and we spoke a bit about religion in politics, and how religion basically shapes our political landscape until the politicians take over, and then, of course, religion takes a back seat. While I woke up this morning, I spoke to a very dear friend, and there's so many things that are happening in our country. Everyone has their theories, everyone has their philosophies, everyone has their understandings, and I tend to listen to my friends and what they have to say, and I dissect, and I do not have to be correct on every situation. I do not. There are many times that I sit and I listen. I simply absorb and then I assess and I analyze. And if necessary, I can regurgitate or I may put another twist on what's being said. And that twist may happen because the twist seems more probable to me, or the twist may occur because I want to challenge you, the listener, to dig deep into your mind and bring out what you know to be more probable. I hope that makes sense to you, because I am not the one and only AI or know-it-all. I'm simply here to fill in this space for this time that you, the listener, may have a voice in your country for your interest and for the future of your children. And so Guardian Radio today, I saw some of the headlines in the newspaper, of course, you up your Tribune, and I like to remind people of how formidable the Tribune is. It's been around since 1844. Now, many of us, we go into business and we cannot last even 2 to 3 years because the first 3 years are extremely difficult. This newspaper has been around from 1844. So for those years, as you count them, you would now recognize that they must have been doing something right and they're still existing. But the real truth today is that they can only exist with your help. And so for those of you who have businesses that you want to survive past the 3 years, you can now make the investment by calling 302-2300 and you can place your marketing ad with Guardian Radio 96.9 FM because the people listen to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And not only will you do that, you'll understand that as we get deeper into the political season, that more and more people will be listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And so I would say to you, and my encouragement to you would be, to be a part of the Guardian family at this particular time while the rates are affordable. I'm almost certain that those rates may increase as, of course, the electoral season becomes more and more intense. I sat in this space and I've listened to you, and many of you have tried to invite me or entice me into a political conversation. And that is extremely exciting. Oh, I love politics. I love breaking down politics. And people say, oh, you must be a PLP. Oh, you must be an FNM. Oh, you must be a third party representative. And I constantly have to remind you that my name is Garth Maynard Roseborough. I am that I am. I don't belong to a particular faith name. I do not belong to a particular sect or society. I am Garth Maynard Roseborough. Each day that I awake, for those people today who are having challenges in their life, let me give you a secret. Every day that I wake up, I first of all give thanks. I don't care what life is going to throw at me today. I first of all start with a positive note of giving thanks. It could always, always, always be worse. Always. There's a million ways for your body to shut down and delete you from existence. The mere fact that you are here today must mean that even if you are not aware as to what your purpose must be for today, there's something within you that says you are important. You don't have to be wealthy. You don't have to be middle class. You could be poor. But I tell you this much, the fact that you are here today, you have a purpose. And if you are poor, I want you to understand a principle that poverty is only a state of mind. If you remove the state of mind, you can enter into a middle class way of thinking, or you can enter into a wealthy way of thinking. I have learned that the secret to wealth, and people may challenge me on this, and I'll tell you how wealthy I am, the secret to wealth is in appreciating who you are. Period. Period. Whether Will Smith or Jada Pinkett or whoever, Beyonce or Jay-Z eats a steak today, you can eat a steak today if you so desire, if you plan for it. You can ride in whatever car to ride in. If you got to lease it, rent it, buy it, you can experience that if you want. You can travel around the world if you took the time to study, how do I travel around the world? Do you know that there are so many countries around the world that you can live on less than $800 a month? And all you have to do is have some residual income. Maybe you have a rental apartment unit, you have an Airbnb, and all you need to do is jet set and start your voyage to the places that you plan to live for less than $800 a month, and you live like a king or a queen. That's possible. Because in this world, as long as you can appreciate that you have the ability to think and the ability to move, then nothing in this world becomes impossible. The stories of Bill Gates tells you that. You don't have to finish university to be wealthy. You just have to think wealthy. You look at all of these super pastors in the clergy around the world, these people you watch on TV and TVN, they all had humble beginnings, and then they become superstars. You look at the Steve Harvey stories, and you look at, the Tyler Perry story was similar, where you are homeless and you live in your car. And today, look at yourself now. Only you can take yourself from where you are and place yourself to a higher existence. In my conversation, I spoke to my friend and he said to me, do you think the Bahamian people are suffering? Suffering. As Darvin Russell makes his way to the show today, I will share this with you. What is, I just called his name and he shows up. My Lord, I must be an honest man. I will share this with you. I want you to study the average Bahamian. Just average. And you can fight me if you want. You can call in the show and say, Garth, you're wrong. Listen, I could take a cut hip. If anyone in this world knows how to take a cut hip, I guarantee you I am that Negro on the plantation who could take a good cut hip and go to work tomorrow because I love to work. I just love to work. Work has nothing to do with the cut-up for me. I have a what they call a work ethic. And that's something I try to employ Bahamian people to adopt. No one needs to force you to do. You do because you can. And because you appreciate the productivity of what you do. And so let me say this to you. The average Bahamian may say to you, child, I broke. I ain't got it. They won't borrow something from you. But once a year at least, they're on a plane going to Florida. Whether that's back to school, like many people have now done, or that's vacation at the beginning of June, or that's Christmas shopping in the time of December. All of a sudden, a miracle occurs, and these people got money. Watch when they reach the airport. Watch the type of English that they speak once they approach the ticket counter. They're not talking the dialect that we are so fond of as a culture. We speak the Queen's English because we want to ensure you understand that we know exactly where we're going. And we know exactly what to do. When we get to the Border Patrol, we have to ensure, once again, the communication is clear that we're going to Fort Lauderdale and we're going to be staying on a particular street, 2nd Avenue, at 3130. That's the address. And we'll be there for 7 days. We know exactly how to drive the rental car once we get there on the right-hand side. Ain't nobody swerving around. Nobody's being indecent and disrespectful as if to say, I'm not going to let you in or let you out. No one is throwing garbage out of their windows all over the highways of America. You know how to act accordingly. You shop until you drop. And then you return home to the Bahamas. And you got 10 bags. So for bag number 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, that's $100, maybe even $125 to $150 a piece. Where you get that money from, man? You got the money. And you're clearing all them things, and you're trying to tell the customs officer, I leave Nassau with them things, man. Because they don't got no tags on the clothes, but you can see the clothes. He never got worn a day in his life. Man, could someone tell me I'm preaching the truth? I mean, these are my good Christian people now. I just want you to know that. These are my good God-fearing people now. But we know how to slip through the crack. And then we go home. We got to put all our stuff on the truck. And we go home. And then all of a sudden, we remember we're Bahamian. What's wrong with these roads, man? Why the light cutting off, man? Why the lines hanging over the road, man? What's wrong with this country, man? What's wrong with this hospital, man? What's wrong, 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 wrong? And then we start to complain. But while we was in Florida, oh, man, we living good. We living good. So do you really believe the average Bahamian is really suffering? Because when you suffer, you got to run. When you suffer like they do in Haiti, you got to leave that place and run to the Bahamas. And I want you to know something that my lady said to me this morning. She said, the Bahamas, Darwin, is the new America. Everybody knows you go north here illegally now, ICE looking for you. But you come to the Bahamas, you got an opportunity. You got an opportunity. The new America is the Bahamas. You could come to this country from the Philippines. You could come from Africa. You could come from Jamaica. You could come from Cuba. You could come from Guyana. You could come from Costa Rica and Panama. You could come from all these places. And guess what? You could live good in the Bahamas. I would talk a little bit about that today. I want to give you those numbers. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 300-5720. Or you can text at 422-4796. And then my friend, Darwin, before you take the microphone, said to me last night, he said, Garth, you know what I want you to put out there? So I'm not going to take credit for this question. He says, why are we not applying income tax on foreign workers? If you got a work permit, you should be paying income tax. That way, some 15% of their income goes back to the treasury to support the Bahamian people who are not employed. That was just his question. Darwin Russell, welcome to the show today, sir.
Good afternoon, Garth. Good afternoon to the nation. September 1st, first day of the ninth month, eh?
Yeah. It is. And traffic, how was the traffic for you today?
I didn't experience traffic.
You didn't experience traffic?
No, I don't experience.
You're one of them bougie people. Y'all don't have no traffic where you live.
I am.
Oh,
I
Jesus.
I'm ashamed.
You don't live on that side of town?
No, I don't. I'm ashamed.
Well, one thing with Mr. Russell, he works for himself, and I'm almost certain he knows how to meander his way through traffic, mm-hmm. or he knows how to schedule himself mm-hmm. to where he doesn't have to endure that traffic. But if you had a horrific traffic story today, Darwin, I'd be interested in hearing someone's horrific traffic story today.
Okay.
You know, that would also be interesting.
Okay.
So when you hear about taxation for foreign labor, do you think that will affect our immigration situation in terms of people coming here to labor, to work? The maids of Lyford Key and the butlers and the gardeners and the handymen and the hotel executive workers, those people that have these work permits, will that somehow decrease the amount of foreign labor or foreign presence that we have here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas?
I think, Garth, it could have an impact, but it won't have the impact that you think it may.
Oh.
When you deal with the nature of our immigration is twofold. It's on the high end, it's on the low end. Bahamians, on average, aren't competing for entry, for middle market managerial jobs, for the most part. In certain subsectors, maybe. No, that's not where the immigration fight is. The immigration fight is on the top end, the CEO, those people reporting to the CEO for those offshore banks and those hotel high-end work permits, those top-tier roles. And it's on the low end for the housekeeper, the gardener, the landscaper, the contract worker, the contractor's helpers, I should say, on that end. It will affect those on the low end. If you make the income tax burden high, or even if you make it above, let's say, 20-30%, those employers are not going to increase the salary to compensate. And they're not going to pay the income tax on behalf of the employee. So what we used to call it when I worked in the U.S. was a gross up, right? So they're not going to gross up the salary and incur that expense. Mm. But I would argue that they probably will do that for high-end workers.
Mm.
So you have to deal with those two problems differently. I would have different solutions and different strategies depending upon which side of the immigrant level, if you will, that I want to influence or impact.
Well, I'm thinking the amount of people that we have in this country each year that applies for a work permit.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're not competing for their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want their jobs. Mm-hmm. Their jobs are the pits. But the revenue that we can stream from those multiple individuals,
mm-hmm.
that can possibly make an impact on our spending.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to situations like healthcare, we know that in many of the clinics, they are foreigners that actually are in there for mm-hmm. the most part, utilizing our doctors and our nurses and getting medication from our pharmacies. Mm-hmm. These are all costs.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the population of people in the country, that's going to require additional policemen.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to require additional civil service. To be rendered to these type people,
mm-hmm.
and it puts a strain on electrical costs and other utility costs. And I'm simply saying, if you were able to get at least 15% from these individuals, either that would deter them from living here because it's extremely expensive, the cost of living is very high, or that would give us at least a bit of a lift in terms of affording our daily lives here in the Bahamas.
Yeah, I mean, they would argue that that's what the work permit fee is designed to do.
I don't think that's sufficient.
I mean, you may not, but I believe that this is, once again, one of those policy decisions that, depending upon who you're trying to target, is easily evaded.
I mean, easily?
Very easily evaded.
I mean, so then we need to ensure that this then is not overlooked. We need to put some strength into the process.
I don't think there's a single administration that has the appetite to do what you're proposing.
What you talking about?
Okay. You trapsy today. I could see that.
No, but you tell me there's not a single administration for the last 52 years.
Not one.
That's not serious about that?
Not one. So let me play this scenario out for you. I'll just give you one potential outcome, right? So let's say you start to do that, impose that income tax. Let's say the high-end sector, those offshore bankers, those vice presidents of the major hotel properties.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are disproportionately American and Canadian.
Okay.
Let's say in retaliation, the United States decides it's going to do a reciprocal income tax escalation on Bahamians living in Canada and the United States.
Okay.
So for every 15% we tax them, they add 15% to the taxation of the Bahamian who's living abroad.
Okay.
How you think that's going to go?
But it won't be the only the Bahamians. It'll be the Jamaicans and everybody else who lives there.
Okay.
Okay.
So how do you think that's going to go over?
And bring it back side back home.
Okay. So the very people who would be responsible for implementing that policy are the children who live abroad.
Okay. I could give you that.
Okay.
But also where they live is also our banks here in the Bahamas.
Okay. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
Well, you got me at a standstill. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 300-5720. Or you can text us at 422-4796. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be right back.
Don't settle for ordinary when you can have the Farmhouse King only at Burger King Nassau.
It's back!
Mm-hmm. Sink your teeth into 100% flame-grilled beef, stacked with crisp bacon, melty American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and the bold sauce that adds the perfect kick for a flavor sensation fit for a king. Grab the Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or go all in with the Farmhouse King's Feast. It's bigger, it's better, and it's only at Burger King Nassau.
This week at Shoe Depot, you can buy two pairs of shoes and get a third pair of equal or less value at 50% off. Yes, that's right. Buy two pairs of non-net price shoes and get a third pair half price. No need to throw away your hard-earned money this back to school. Plus, VAT is taking a summer break, so all our shoes are VAT-free. It's perfect for all those school shoe purchases, tennis, and maybe something for yourself too. Stop by Shoe Depot in Golden Gates Plaza or Palmdale Plaza today and save.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road right next to Island Luck is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna be right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretend to see their need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul.
We're back. We're back. We got our main man, Kermit, there on the board, and I really do appreciate him much. And, you know, Kermit, the next time I see you, you know how I do it. I got to make sure you stay cool. But we got a text that came in and said, good afternoon, Mr. Garth. Can we add 3 to 5% on money orders leaving the country by work permit holders? Just a thought, my opinion. Go ahead, Darvin Russell.
I love that one.
Why you love that?
Because that one can be super targeted. And once again, two-tiered strategy. That deals with the lower income earners within the country. And we know that they come here, work, and repatriate the majority of their funds. So if you want to target that subsegment, that's a beautiful way to do it.
And 3 to 5% is sufficient?
Well, I mean, you would have to run the numbers on it to see and extrapolate across the whatever you believe the population of that is to see the potential revenue from that. But it's a reasonable enough number.
That's reasonable?
I think so.
Would it deter somebody from sending? You think 3 to 5%?
No.
So it needs to be higher?
No, you're not. The whole purpose of them coming here is to send the money back. There's nothing you're going to do that's going to stop them. All you're trying to do is have a benefit accrue to the country over and above their work permit fees. And a lot of those people who would be paying that particular fee that the texter is proposing aren't paying work permit fees because they're here illegally.
And this is the issue that I'm having now.
Okay.
And then this national insurance situation.
Same situation. If they're not regularized, they're not paying national insurance. So you have to go after the employer in those particular cases. You have to attack these problems from a multitude of avenues.
And they said other than the VAT and other handling charges. So they want that money from them too.
What's the point?
The point is that they want to charge them the 3 to 5% on the money orders. And that's apart from the VAT that they're going to be spending in this country and other handling charges. Yeah. In other words, they can assess some additional fees.
Yeah. I think we have to have an understanding of how the government actually collects its revenue in the Bahamas, right? We collect our revenue mostly from consumption-based taxes, which is what makes it regressive. Consumption taxes, VAT, and the like, are very difficult to evade, whether you're here legally or illegally, because you still have to eat. So unless you're smuggling your food in, you still have to pay some minimum level of taxation.
Of course.
But those fee-based taxes, a work permit fee, a building permit fee for the residence that you live in, if you had a rental tax of some type fee, no, you're evading all of those taxes because you are illegally occupying a space. You are illegally employed. You're probably either paid directly from the Bahamian employer that employed you.
Okay.
In cash.
From the
Bahamian that employed
you. The same Bahamians who complain about the immigration situation. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me take this caller. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead.
Caller, you're on Guardian Radio. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Yeah, I want to get in on the conversation. It's my understanding that you all are saying that it can be done with the taxation, but we have never been under a Pintard administration or even given, I can say the coalition, but I can leave that alone.
Fair enough.
I don't want to disrespect anybody.
Yes.
But the reality is, if that was done, we would detour a lot of people because there's a lot of slackness going on in this country concerning taxation. And also a lot of slackness going on in the Princess Margaret Hospital.
Understand, and I can accept both of those points. The only thing that, I don't know how much of what you caught, but the only thing, my point was, not that it cannot be done, I just don't believe that it will be done because of who it impacts, right? But fair points, yeah, fair point. Thanks for your contribution.
Pardon me?
I said fair point. Thanks for your contribution.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah. You see, I heard him mention some names there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they probably feel Darvin Russell that I'm running from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that I'm running. We continue to feel the solution to our problems is in parties and people.
Okay.
We keep putting our trust in mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And as we look at the faces of the solution, we tend to overlook the system that's in place.
Mm-hmm.
And we almost want to make it seem as if the person is larger than the system, not understanding that the person themselves is attempting to get into the system, since they want to put me there, because he put me there.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have this confidence in a man that they will do, as soon as they stand downtown Bay Street, they first make an oath to another man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. I want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. Not to the people. To another man that I'm going to do my part. And when they get there, they have instructions that they have to follow.
Can I go deep?
Please go deep, because I respect the caller. But I keep telling these people, I don't think you all understand governance. Governance doesn't work where you think a man could wake up tomorrow morning and change everything. It doesn't work that way. The world isn't created that way. The systems of the world are interlocked, intertwined, and there are rules and regulations that you got to follow. You want to break the rules? then there are dire consequences. But go deep, Darwin Russell. Right. Go deep.
You sure you're ready for this?
I am so ready for this.
All right. I heard a preacher say something that I thought was so profound. He asked the question to the audience, and he asked them, he said, what is it that gives you faith or confidence in God? That when you read your Bible and it says a thing, you have confidence and assurance, a faith that knows that it will be done. Is it because of the thing that was said? Or is it about who said the thing? When you think about who is pronouncing a thing, if you say to your wife, baby, when I get home, we going out to dinner. Now make sure you dress when I reach. If you walk in the house at 6 o'clock and she's not ready, chances are you have disappointed her before.
Mm-hmm.
If I say to my daughter, daddy could be home in 30 minutes, be ready. She could be ready in 25. Because she knows as sure as the sun rises and the moon rises, her daddy will honor his commitment to her. When you think about the politicians that propose a thing, the reason people lack confidence in a manifesto, in a platform, is not that the idea itself is an issue, that they can't get behind and can't believe it. They have no trust and confidence because those men and women have chronically been a source of disappointment to them. They have not been men and women of their word. That's the issue. So I fundamentally believe that one man, a group of men, a group of women, have the ability to change this nation.
You do.
Period.
How?
Because if they honor the things that they say they will do, as much as you detest for some people in some circles, some politicians, when you develop a reputation as a man, as a woman, as a business person, as a parent, as a spouse, for delivering, as Mr. Ingram used to be referred to as delivery boy, the reason he got that moniker is because he actually did what he committed to you he would do. That is incredible currency in politics. When you get branded as a person who does not fulfill their promises, who does not do what you commit to people to do, Bahamians write you off without fail.
Caller, go ahead. You're on the line.
This call will be recorded.
Go ahead, caller. Caller's recording the call.
You can call back, caller. We didn't disconnect.
They were trying to record the call. This texter says, last week, I heard someone raise the preposterous argument that we need more immigrants in country to contribute to and build up NIB.
Mm-hmm.
I say preposterous because the argument was made in context of Haitian migration.
Mm-hmm.
Legal or illegal, mm-hmm. the Haitian migrants who land here are below the poverty level. The trade-off between NIB contributions and the social burden they place on the country is beyond imbalance. We need order, not a mass influx of poverty.
Once again, I think the context is super important when we talk about this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who it was that the texter is replying from, mm-hmm. but there is an argument, a very sober, cogent argument, around a controlled, deliberate, strategic immigration policy that increases the population over and above the natural birth rate of the Bahamas. That's actually not a bad policy, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't even do it from the national insurance perspective. I would do it from a jobs perspective. I would do it from an ownership perspective. I would do it from a skills perspective. There are many reasons for you to target certain immigrant populations, certain sectors, certain industries, to help your country grow. The Bahamas' population of 400,000 needs to grow. It benefits all of us if we have a more wise, targeted immigration policy that allows our population to grow above our natural birth rate. It's wise policy. But what we've been saddled with is a significant illegal immigration problem that taints our whole perspective on the issue as a whole. Caller, you're on Guardian Today with Garth and Darvin.
Hi, Darvin. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. And Garth?
I'm here.
I don't know if this is Darvin Russell. This is Dr. Lavette Scott.
Oh, my goodness. This is my former classmate, Lavette Scott?
You sound
There is no way.
Reverend Darvin.
This
oh
is wonderful
God.
To hear from you. How
and
are
I'm
you?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
Oh, my God.
North Carolina.
My sister lives in, let me not tell all my business on national radio.
Oh
my sister lives
and
in North Carolina.
I hear living in North Carolina.
Yes.
I should get and can talk and that sort of thing. But I just wanted, I started to hear just a little of this.
Certainly.
And I was supposed to come on last week when I heard that you were coming on.
Okay.
And I didn't know you come on Sunday.
Okay.
I listen periodically, but
yes.
not as much as I listen during the week. But
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey.
Hear your voice.
Oh, same here.
Everything. And nice. I always hear you too, Mr. Garth. You definitely make a lot of sense.
Yes.
Well, my family's from
I don't say anything about the cousins. I don't live there.
Right.
My family there. So I don't call in and talk. I just talk about, you know, sometimes my experience. I call white shows sometimes.
Okay.
And I also call, what's his name, on 5 o'clock.
Okay.
On Chicago Line, you know, I call those shows.
Well, you got to we got to catch up. You got to hit me up on Facebook. Send me a Facebook message with your number.
Okay, I would definitely I would.
Have a fantastic afternoon. Good to hear from you, dog.
Okay,
there's a lot of Bahamians over there, eh? But my family's from Winston-Salem.
Caller, you're on the air.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good day to all.
How are you, my brother?
Not bad.
Good.
You know, I heard you say that income tax, introducing income tax would bring a reciprocal tax. I don't, you know, that's. This is reciprocal tax. This is a Donald Trump thing on.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Not on VAT tax, but on. It should have been.
It's on tariffs now. Yeah, they're doing it on tariffs. They do it on visa fees. It's not just
right.
Tariffs get the biggest
right.
play in the media, but it's on more than tariffs. But make your point.
Right, but we have a customs duty. that's
we do.
That's like a tariff.
It is
a real high customs duty.
Yes,
we ain't got no reciprocal tariffs on it. You know, reciprocal tax.
No, but the Garth's proposal was targeting just foreigners. Everybody pays duty.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Everybody needs to pay income tax.
I agree.
You know, it's hard to say that. The Progressive Liberal Party, right?
Yes, sir.
They bought, rather than bring a progressive income tax, they bought a regressive
exactly.
tax.
You got it.
And that's extremely sad.
Yes.
You know, this is the kind of revolution we need. You know, we need a revolution from us, from our economic government,
mm-hmm.
governance, not the PLP, the FNM, or the coalition.
Sure.
You see, and you know, We did what it is. The you said about the delivery boy.
Yes.
You know, I disagree. You know, because I don't know who he was delivering.
Green Foy.
The privatization of
BTC. Okay. Okay.
Definitely wasn't no people. It wasn't
gotcha.
Elvis' mandate.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
I
can. You know, that goes to the problem we have in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we've been taught that China was the bogeyman,
yes, sir,
and really China's like the people, the man, the wise man from the east.
Mm.
You know, China does the thing that they when the oligarchs do corrupt things,
yes,
they go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
They get their wealth taken.
Mm-hmm.
Same as the politician. When the politician in China is corrupt, they got issues, major issues. You see, and you know, and China doesn't care about the white collar workers like the bankers and you know
yeah.
the executives.
The state is definitely in control.
You see,
mm-hmm.
and this is what our government needs to do. We need to care about our workers, and we need the commanding heights of our industry.
Mm-hmm.
If we say that tourism, then our government should own it.
Interesting point, my brother.
Hotels,
interesting
like
point.
Like Finland attempted to do.
Interesting point.
You know,
thanks for your contribution.
Mistakes, not bringing in income tax,
mm-hmm.
and you know what I mean. Not getting rid of the birthright citizen.
Yes.
Right. But he did. Finland bought the hotels and we sold it. We sold them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, think electricity generation,
yes.
telco, you know, things like that. You know, we did own it. You know, and you know, I went to school in the eighth grade. You know what I did study in school?
What's that, sir?
I did electrical technology,
mm-hmm.
not electrical insulation, mm-hmm. electrical technology, metal technology. You understand me? We did things like make chisels. You know, there's hot, cold chisels. There's a rock chisel. You understand me? Mm-hmm. There's a wood chisel. And you have to learn the technology around making those three different chisels mm-hmm. of the same metal, just through the heat, the technology and the heat.
That's awesome. We did the forging.
You know, we did things like what you call it, a simple DC motor, electrical motor that consists of metal work. You understand? Mm-hmm. Forging of it, woodwork, as well as the technology.
All righty, my brother.
So we need to teach our children not a trade, a technology. The trade is something that is easy to learn.
Jay DeCall, I think you're on target. And feel free to call back again.
See, one more thing. You see, we gotta train our people to deal with our economy, to function within our economy. Then we have to choose what our economy needs to be.
Well, I like the idea. Thank you so much, my brother. Not rushing you off, but I gotta take another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon, God.
Hey, Anton. I was trying to get to you. Go ahead.
Thank you. And good afternoon, the nation.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to take it back to what Davin was talking about regards to immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were making a point, God, before your break, with reference to Bahamians placing their trust in politicians or the wrong people or the something of that premise you were mm-hmm. saying, the politicians mm-hmm. are not the answers or aren't the solutions. But Davin started to speak about something along what you were saying, and I want to hop on that because
go ahead.
It's very critical. And Davin, I absolutely support that the politicians, they do make the difference. They are the difference in your society because the stroke of a pen is what makes it more difficult or more easy for all persons to access, not only the already super wealthy, who pretty much takes up all the air in the economies, especially in small island developing states. And the difference between that happening and continuing to happen is the stroke of a pen by the actual politicians. The politicians are the difference in our country. And people, unfortunately, as Davin had pointed out, as I point out regularly as well, people have lost faith to a large degree because of broken promises, because of lack of planning and execution of those plans, because we simply haven't been delivering on the things. And not to go back to the thing, right, because I do have some concerns that too, although the delivery boy, as he was going, did do some good, he also did some bad, right? But the politicians of the day will either make it more difficult for Bahamians to access its patrimony and the opportunities which exist currently, not what you have to create. And also, they will make the difference in creating that access and that platform for Bahamians to create new opportunities to generate new wealth in the country, but also to access existing wealth, because there's a tremendous load of existing wealth that's not being shared throughout the country the way it ought to be, because those who already have continue to choke the life out of the economy. And that's unfortunate. On the migration part, it's very sad that this conversation becomes so emotional, because the fact of the matter is we have to expand our population, except, save and accept Bahamians are prepared to pay through their noses, increase in taxes, increase in fees, whether it be for services or whether it be when you're importing stuff at the border.
Anton.
We do not want to see, pardon me?
Anton, I like what you're saying. I want to continue that train of thought. You know, we're about to go to the news. I want to take one more caller, but I want you to hold that thought for me because you're saying something similar to what Davin said, and I want us to go a little bit deep into that if we can. Is that okay?
No problem. I'll catch you on the next side.
Thank you, my brother. Take care. Our next caller, go ahead, please.
Hello. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing well, man. I was trying to get you before the news, so go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Davin made a
very valuable point.
Mm-hmm.
How in many countries, certain people get punished, politicians and leaders get punished for making wrong mistakes. There's been many things that have happened. And I could say this, especially under the PLP government.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that keeps coming to mind is, remember when all those cars were caught, and I never heard anything from the news with that.
Mm-hmm.
All those cars that came in and they couldn't figure out who owned the cars, mm-hmm. and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Then finding out that they might have been stolen cars.
Mm-hmm.
Other thing is, Mr. Miller, and I have a lot of respect for Mr. Miller, but Mr. Miller had owed a lot of money to BEC. Was that ever paid? You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the government is now Mr. Miller's building.
Mm-hmm.
But was the bill ever paid?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? How is it that you could benefit from the government, the same government and the same people who you never paid your bill with?
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem with that. Sure. And these are the slackness that the PLP is allowed in this country. That's all I want to say.
Thank you for your contribution.
Thank you for your call. Darvin, you got a text here. Good afternoon, Garth and Darvin and Bahamas. The Bahamas is like Egypt and America wrapped up in one.
Wow.
There's plenty corn and a goodly amount of freedom in those countries, and likewise the Bahamas. The Bahamas must be careful, though, that we don't become like that great city in the Bible that people stand afar off and lament its downfall. We must allow our charitable and loving ways to neglect ourselves and become extinct in our own country. Darwin, you want to respond to that? I don't know if you have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead quickly so Darwin can take us the news. Hello, caller? We lost him again. Go ahead, Darwin Russell. Your response to Anton for the most part until such time that we return to the subject matter after the news.
I mean, I think he echoed similar sentiments as I do. We have to, if we're going to move resolutely down this immigration reform idea, I would like it to be a comprehensive proposal, both dealing with focus on both the high end and the low end of the spectrum as it relates to the income of a foreign worker. I think you have two different problems from two different spectrums. So I would not see an across the board, I would not expect to see an across the board immigration reform that is narrowly focused on only one and not the other. We have two sets of issues that we need to make sure we have some control and understanding around. The legal immigration in the Bahamas is very well documented. The data is published. You can get it up through 2024, I think was the last time I downloaded it and went through the data. So it's available. But that's, as I indicate, that's on the high end.
Mm-hmm.
It's those on the lower spectrum that Bahamians cause the greatest level of consternation.
Mm. Well, I'll say this much, Darwin Russell. I listened to a number of the callers call in. Mm-hmm. They mentioned names. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're so caught up on names. I guess mm-hmm. we want to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, calling names these days, it brings about something called lawsuits. Mm-hmm. So I tend not to get into people's real personal
mm-hmm.
business.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a text that just simply says that possibly the renting of the building is to assist in paying the electrical bill owed. Quite frankly, it's taxpayers' money, it is your business, but at the same time, people today are a bit sensitive. And so as you make assertions or you make assumptions, I would just like to just give you a slight warning that you don't want to go where you cannot afford.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where the Bahamas has found itself, even in some legal cases against politicians
Absolutely.
Of the past.
Absolutely.
You know, we made assumptions and assertions, and then we found that, you know what, it couldn't stand up in court. And mm-hmm. then, of course, a lawsuit was given, and, of course, millions of dollars was lost
mm-hmm.
From the Treasury. This is Guardian Radio Today, 96.9 FM. I'm here with Darwin Russell, the co-host of the program Remark, every Sunday, 5 to 6:30. I am Garth Roseborough. I'm sitting in today, filling in for this particular space. And we're going to go straight to news. And you know the phone number, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of Ireland, 300-5720. You can text at 422-4796. Keep those numbers close to you. And after the news, I think Antoine's going to call back to finish his conversation with us, his contribution. And then, of course, you also have a contribution that you would like to make. And so we're listening to hear from you, and we'll see you right after this.
Why I'm starting with me. Changes ways, and
you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Nothing beats a Chicchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun, and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chicchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chicchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit ChicchaniChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
Marco's Pizza, incredible deals paired with unmatched taste and quality. Order now to take advantage of these limited time offers. This summer, indulge with Marco's. Get two large one topping pizzas with and choose between a cheesy bread or center squares for just $27.50. Upgrade to chocolate center squares for only $1 more. Or enjoy a large pizza with cheesy bread with a 2-liter soda for $22.50. Don't miss out. Act fast. Order now for carryout or delivery at marcospizzabahamas.com.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
And today is September 1st, as Darwin Russell has said. And, you know, it'd just be great if we all just took a look in that mirror today as we start the new school year. And yesterday, Sunday, we were on the program Remark, 5 to 6:30. And I gave a challenge yesterday. The challenge was to parents, whether you are a single parent or there are two parents in the home, to not be satisfied, Darwin, with the progress of your child last year. It's possible your child was not number 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 in the class. It's possible that they were number 21 or 28, or like Garth Rose Burrow was. I was probably number 30. I was the dumb one, you know.
30 and there's only 29 students.
Well, I got to say this, you know, Chris Penniman, I just felt like I went to church every weekend. My stepfather, my mother became Seventh Adventist. I became Seventh Adventist because they became Seventh Adventists. Yes. That's what belief is all about. And they had this philosophy and this doctrine that Jesus was coming any day now. And I said, what? Matthew 25, you know, the bridegroom cometh, and they were not ready? I have to be ready. You don't need a PhD to be ready. You don't have to be brilliant to be ready. You don't have to do homework to be ready. You don't even have to go to school to be ready. You don't need a job to be ready. You don't have to be a Bahamian to be ready. All you got to do is give your life and be ready, because he more than likely, like a thief in the night, because I'm not expecting him to come tomorrow. That's probably when he's going to come. So if Jesus is going to come tomorrow, guess what, Chris? I don't have to do no homework tonight. I did that for 6 years of St. Augustine's College.
Well, you must. It seems as though your knowledge of the Bible was limited, because they didn't talk to you about 2 Peter 3 and 8.
No!
The days are 1,000 years and 1,000 years is a day, so it may have been imminent. Just not for you.
He didn't come. He didn't come. And I went to Aaron Bailey for an extra year to get a transcript because they couldn't read my transcript. And I said, well, you know what? Let me try and do some homework. And I went to number one in my class. And then I went off to school in Jamaica and I saw some serious situations of poverty.
Okay.
And I said, my God, if it wasn't for my parents, where would I be? So I decided I'm going to get a job on campus. And I worked as a resident advisor and a security guard. And even though it was Jamaican currency,
okay,
the work ethic was inspired in me through seeing poverty. And I said, boy, I better work. It don't matter how much you're making. You just make sure you make enough to stay alive. And so I went through Hurricane Gilbert and went to school in Michigan and worked five jobs while I was there. And people say, you must be a Jamaican yourself. You work so hard. Well, listen, poverty frightens me. And so, you know, your child, if maybe you need to give them an experience, you know, take them on a trip to another part of the world that has some poverty. Like when you go to America. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, and Darwin, you know this very well, mm-hmm. I'm certain. Yeah, yeah. There are certain parts of Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. that you will see homelessness like you've never seen it before. Mm-hmm. It's in Los Angeles. I think you got places in right in Florida. Mm-hmm. You got places in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You got places, especially Detroit. Mm-hmm. You know, let your children see that you are so fortunate. You are so blessed. All I need you to do is to apply yourself so this does not happen mm-hmm. to you. And you'll be surprised that maybe, just possibly, the Garth Roseboro in your house will wake up and say, you know what? I better try harder and I better do better because your child has the potential to be number one. You believe that, Darwin Russell?
I do.
So let's have that conversation on this first day. We're back after the break. I know Anton said he's going to call back to finish his statement. And Darwin, I listened to what you said. Mm-hmm. And I listened to one or two of the caller-ins say to you that they actually agree with you when you speak about we need possibly this increase of population. Mm-hmm. Did you say that?
I did.
And that because we have this need for increased population, the migration situation, how would you word that again?
In terms,
it's necessary? Or would you say
I don't
that,
know if I would say it's necessary, if we do it correctly, it would aid in our growth and development as a nation. Yes, it does not have to have always be considered or look through the lens of it's always a negative thing.
So when we look at we as Bahamians, mm-hmm. and not all of us can find the type of jobs that we want, mm-hmm. and then Canada, let's mm-hmm. look at Canada to the north, which is another Commonwealth nation, mm-hmm. says we are accepting immigrants into our country, mm-hmm. especially if you have a skill set mm-hmm. or you have education.
Sure.
And many of our people left from here or they left based on what they call victimization, I think mm-hmm. it was, or yeah. social victimization, and they left and they went to Canada. Mm-hmm. And they immersed themselves into the Canadian culture and the Canadian nation, and they brought, hopefully, a contribution to Canada. Mm-hmm. Are you saying that the same thing can now apply here to the Bahamas, where we can bring people from Haiti and Jamaica and Cuba and Guyana and those places?
I'm saying if you are going to choose those nations,
you choose them.
Yes.
Yeah, we can choose nations we want immigrants to come from.
Absolutely. I mean, you can target your immigration policy where you do it based on a targeted lottery system, where you can say that there are a certain number of legal slots available for immigrants or migrants from these particular countries. So if Jamaica gets 75 slots a year, then you can do it by offering that to the Jamaican public and saying, you know, you can do it with, if you do it with a lottery, say basically it's arbitrary, or you can target it by industry.
Yeah,
you can say you're trying to attract an additional 75 engineers, for example.
We don't have a lottery like that here?
Not to my knowledge.
Because I always thought, well, you know, I think if we got some teachers from India, mm-hmm. that we would have a better rate of success in our schools. I always felt that way, even though mm-hmm. I had a chemistry teacher mm-hmm. in St. Augustine's College. The name was Miss Bhatnagar.
Yes.
And I went in her class and Miss Bhatnagar said, tonight I want you to go home and I want you to remember the periodic table. Mm-hmm. I said, this woman got to be out of friggin' head. Mm-hmm. Who can remember that? Mm-hmm. N-A-C-L. Come on, man.
I still remember the first 20 elements.
Something wrong with you.
Well,
you ain't normal.
Well, I had a little saying that the teacher taught us, and I don't know why, because I don't have the greatest of memory, but I remember my first 20 elements.
Chemistry?
Chemistry.
Boom, boom. Caller, you on the line. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, good afternoon again. Back with you all.
Yeah, I wanted to respectfully allow you to finish what you were saying, but I wanted to get in. So go right on ahead, sir.
Yeah. And so, you know, Darvin, started to elaborate on some other aspects of some things that, you know, you remind me, taking me back to Brother Steve McKay's many, many, many moons ago and the types of conversations we used to have over there and conversations that I used to bring to the table as well. Along the lines of we do need to expand our population. We already understand what the numbers are. We already know what the circumstances are.
You say expand the population. I need to ask you and Darvin where y'all going to put these people.
Yeah, well, let me put it this way. Several things has to happen simultaneously, right? One of those planks the government is finally starting to pursue. And so we're starting to move in the right direction as it relates to, for instance, National Training Agency, National Apprenticeship Program, the expansion of BTBI, the Polytechnic School down Wolf Road, close to automotive industrial distributors. And that's another plank.
Who's attending those classes, though?
Those would be the senior students at the high schools.
Are they Bahamians? Are they of Haitian descent?
I would imagine they're Bahamians. If they either Bahamians or persons who are legally residing in the country through work permits.
Can you attend parents?
Through work permits. I don't think that would be a policy anyone would encourage anywhere on the planet, right?
But especially it's possible.
People's resources. No, I don't think so. Especially where the nation's resources are funding those costs. I don't see it happening. But to move on, to make my point quickly so I can get off the line. That's a plank, right? And that plank will begin to realize the fruits of those investments in years to come, right? However, there's still a gap in the interim, which is another plank, which is what immigration is supposed, or smart is supposed to assist and aid us in filling that gap until Bahamians get up to scratch, right? In terms of soft skills, hard skills, whatever the case may be, technical skills, high-level technical skills, et cetera, right? As it relates to immigration, as it relates to farming, feeding ourselves, as it relates to construction in particular, which is a very strong industry in this country, and we need even more construction. And so looking at the bigger picture, which would tie into cost of living in the country, being able to afford to survive and thrive in your own country is a major plank that the government has to begin planning towards in order to ensure that the white picket fence, as they have a saying in the U.S., is not out of reach of the local citizenry within your country, so that we all will be able to afford at the end of that planning, or that money, which is what it really should be, we are in a better position financially, economically, and we are similar to China, capable of taking full advantage of all the opportunities that will come about in our country.
You got to breathe on that. But you gave us a lot to talk about there. I appreciate your call. I'm going to go ahead and read some text, and I'm going to allow Darvin Russell to respond to what you've said so far.
Can I just say one more thing before you let me go?
All right, 10 seconds. Go ahead.
As it relates to one of the callers raised an interesting point earlier, and Darvin spoke about it as it relates to taxation, right? But that's already happening through our financial services. In order for us to remain viable, we had to fall in line with agreements that these first world nations are putting in place in order to capture all of the income that their citizenry is realizing internationally. In order for them to realize that loophole that currently exists, the Bahamas had to conform. And so that's already happening. And so a lot of things are happening in a positive direction. And I pray that we continue to move forward in the right direction national planning, national think tanks, et cetera, et cetera, so that we can get this done for our people.
Thank you so much for your call. Thank you so much. Yes, sir. Text right here, as a new host, you probably see was not allowing more than 1 minute to express your points, but some people are still allowed to have their own way. Well, guess what? As a new host, sometimes when you are saying feel may add more to the conversation, I will make that allowance. Meant to be disrespectful, as you can see, the board is now clear. And I always make a point that if someone else is calling in, that I wear the line as quickly as possible. And so, yes, I do not have a watch on, but I am listening, Darvin Russell. I do think I am listening to what is being said. And I do attempt to give you the best show possible. Like I said, I'm only filling in for this particular time. I'm not a new host. I'm just a temporary host. And I could tell you right now, I'm sitting here and I said, Darvin Russell, I want to put my boat in the water so bad. You don't understand the sacrifice to sit here and speak with you today. But you know what? We're not going to cry about it. We enjoy being here. We enjoy talking with you and listening to you. So we're not going to make any spilled milk about this. We're just simply here to have a great conversation with you that hopefully will add to the building of our nation. Caller, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. Excuse me. Come on, man. Please tell Anton, stop talking about the things that are not facts, and that when we bought in fat taxes, they deemed it to be easier. Not, you know, and all international organization, they told us we should do an income tax, a progressive income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Anton, to what you call it, defend the PLP. The so-called progressive, who's supposed to bring in progressive tax that brought a regressive tax, you know? And you talk about immigration, and we need more workers. Come on, man. We can have immigrant workers without giving away citizenships.
Agreed.
Obama's is too small to be giving out citizenship. Donald Trump is just sending heat away too much people in this country. he's saying he can't afford to have all these immigrants in this country and asking poor nations to take them. What type of site this is? Please make that make sense to me, please. Thank
appreciate you, my brother.
Hey, man, we appreciate the commentary. Someone says here, I agree completely with an orderly, well-thought-out migration policy. Mm-hmm. Last week, the response to immigration expansion was made in relation to a comment in the news from a political candidate of passports being given out candy to Haitian migrants. My comment was, expanding Haitian migrants is not where we want to go. Mm-hmm. We do not need population with persons below the poverty level. You want to respond to that one quickly, Darvin Russell?
Says, I agree.
You agree? Okay, then another person here says, tax, 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 Darvin. You know, Darvin is an economics major, I think you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the master's. You know, when you talk about money, I love to have him in the studio with me because it makes me lazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I am listening. But where are all the tax dollars going, Darvin? And this place is really they said blank hole. But yeah. You know what they said, mm-hmm. You know. A fecal hole, I would say. Especially downtown, a lot of cars with carbon dioxide. It's hard. The straw market is so jammed up, you can't even breathe. Abandoned buildings, tourists everywhere, not a police in sight. Said, please stop the traffic on Bay Street. My God, the air would be cleaner. 50-plus years of crap leaders who put their pocket first, not country or citizens. You know, Dublin and I returned from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about that because, you know, every year we had to do the emissions test.
Yes.
And we had to pay the taxes on mm-hmm. that. That's what you pay for
mm-hmm.
every year to ensure your vehicle was emitting clean air.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that
mm-hmm.
because, you see, that's another cost. That increases the cost of living. But do you know how expensive healthcare is?
Mm-hmm.
When people have asthma to pay and go through,
mm-hmm.
The rate of cancer in this country through these emissions, you can make smart decisions like that. And if you want a car, you pay for it. If you want a car, you got to pay for the gas, you got to pay for the oil, you got to pay for the servicing of your car, the painting of your car, everything about your car. You might as well pay also for emissions because your emissions affect us all. I detest and I hate seeing buses with that black smoke coming out of it and those big, heavy trucks. The black smoke just... I mean, what type of country are we running here, Darvin Russell? Is this paradise? Call on the line, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Garvin and Garth.
Good afternoon.
Hey, my brother.
Hey, but Garth, I can change my name to G-Man because with the lady name, Gabby, Garth, and Garvin, right?
No, it's Darwin. It's
a D.
Yeah, I like listening to Garvin. You know, Garvin is very, very intelligent, hyper-intelligent for me, right?
Yeah, that's why I keep him around. Right? He makes me look good.
And I listen, yeah, but I want to make Garth find these people from... But, you know, I like the last caller, right? So but, you know, you have to understand when we disagree, right?
Uh-huh.
It's all out of what's in people's head. Now, I don't know nothing. I just ask good questions because I see it in reality.
Yes.
That having a large population does not equate to economic success.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I want Anton to know is that politicians, on a geopolitical scale, look at every citizen as a taxpayer.
Mm-hmm.
That is why Anton is spreading this farce of a narrative, which really doesn't, it can be debunked right away, because mm-hmm. Haiti has a large population. A lot of places have large population, and they're impoverished nations. So we know that the best resource for the nation is its people. So we look, somebody was on the radio talking about how many technicians China have. And so if the government have been educating us, and then we cleave all this juxtaposing the socio-economic fallout as a result of unabated migration.
Mm-hmm.
So, Garth, I took for you, my math teacher at SC, my first year there, my only year there, was an Indian teacher named Mr. Bhagwandan.
Jeez. Okay.
Right? Yes, he was a very good math teacher. Mm-hmm. And so I agree with you, with people from India, and my chemistry teacher was from Grenada, a very nice lady, but I didn't see, to me, I really wouldn't let it wait behemoth teachers, but I have had a lot of foreign teachers, but then I had a behemoth, my biology teacher was a behemoth,
mm-hmm.
I got a B in O-level, so it doesn't, to me, it's the student, and we're not looking at external
factors,
external advices that influence mm-hmm. child behavior and learning,
mm-hmm.
and so I just wanted to debunk that myth because
I appreciate
it depends on the quality of life, adequate resources, infrastructure, employment opportunities, and economic management without proper. See, what I'm saying is this is the benefit of the capitalist. As you even speak about the sickness, the level of sickness. The level of sickness exists because of our ignorance and the influence of transnational companies and capitalism to inflict whatever they can on people, like Dr. Pinto mentioned the other day, that I had really forgotten, that they irradiate some dairy products. You know what it's irradiate? So we are all ignorant. And so I just wanted to debunk that having a large population does not equate to being economically successful. Because if we had our population growing sustainably,
mm-hmm.
as the word they use, then we would be in a better position. We would have these fallouts. And maybe we need to hear from some teachers who can admit that half of their classes cannot speak English in some of these inner schools, right? So that dilemma within itself.
Yeah, yes,
so
it
we
is
are
indeed.
All fooling ourselves. And me, who suffering the repercussions, have mm-hmm. to put my son in a private preschool because there's no space in a government preschool. I don't need to hear anything from anybody
mm-hmm.
because I'm on the ground in the inner city and I live with these people and I love these people, but I don't know who love them because people are passing this fast narrative and they have no idea what's going on mm-hmm. in the inner city. They're not waking up and seeing strangers from people and don't know who these people are, what they're capable of.
My Lord.
So I enter that.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you, brother. Next caller, go ahead, please.
Caller, you're on the air.
Go ahead, caller. Caller, you there? Let's take the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. Hey.
Yeah, just bear with me for one minute, please.
Okay, Anton, I gotta give you 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm 52. First and foremost, you can't compare a failing economy to a successful and thriving economic economy, right? Secondly, when you manufacture or when you analyze the expenditure in our country versus the revenue intake in our country versus the GDP and how that passes down to citizens mm-hmm. in a real way in our country versus the level of growth that we experience, either we grow the economy or we grow the persons who can afford to shoulder the expenses in the country.
I appreciate that, Anton.
The smartest way to engage persons and Andy, hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You got to go quickly.
The smartest way to engage the persons in the economy where you have a lack of capacity to technical jobs in the economy is one of the ways is through migration, through smart migration. And one of the ways to shoulder the burden of the expenditure in our country in order to put us in a better financial position outside of growing the economy
quickly,
is to grow the population.
All right, my friend. Okay, you got the line swept. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm God and Gavin.
How are you, my brother?
What Antoine failed to understand, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
What Antoine failed to understand is this. Yeah, you want to grow the economy, but what's the rush to grow the economy as if you're going to live here forever? Mm-hmm. What about future leaders? What about classroom space? What about bedroom space? All of these things need to be factored in before you issue out work permits and citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think we have Bahamians? I had a friend just the other day visited the hospital, had to be rushed to the hospital, had to wait 24 hours just to be, before he could even get a bed space.
From the amount of people in there. Uh-huh.
You really believe that's fair, but Antoine, please use common sense and intelligence when you're trying to push a narrative.
Well,
just create this new citizenry without building new hospitals, new schools, and having a collaboration with his various agencies.
That is plausible.
The politicians haven't done like that.
Yeah, that's plausible.
What if you're going to get sick and don't have medical insurance?
We're going to follow up on that. I appreciate that comment. Let me take another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, boy, this is a hot show today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to get in it and on it, but, you know, I got to let the people do it. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Good job, man.
Thank you.
You know, my research has shown that Dominica is the country where most fraudulent passports are.
Dominica?
Yeah, Dominica.
Wow.
In the Caribbean, where most fraudulent passports are
issued.
Coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also noticed that it is only under the current, I call it no name because mm-hmm. I know you don't want to get sued,
mm-hmm.
the current administration that we seem to have this influx of passports that the passport department can't say we actually made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there has to be a connection between this administration and fraudulent passports.
Well, the other challenge, caller, is we don't know the actual numbers.
And that makes it even worse because they deliberately don't want you to know the actual number.
Right.
Were you able to determine, because I didn't get the show,
mm-hmm.
the persons who are born that are undocumented in our hospital?
I was not, because the data, by the way, I did answer that question on air. The data is available because when you fill out your birth registration, you have to disclose that information. So the government has it, but it's not disclosed information. It's
and
available.
The reason why they don't want to do that because
I would not disagree
with you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good show, man.
Have a great day, my brother.
Yeah, we appreciate you always, man. Let me take another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, how you doing? See Alan Johnson, both Darwin and to you, God.
Hey, guy.
Johnson. I hope you afford me some time for us to have a conversation.
I could give you 2 minutes a day. I'm giving a 2 minute time today.
Come on now. You give people who just talk for the sake of talking. You know, I don't call it an opinion.
Well, I know how you go, but you know.
I call it what I know. What if somebody told me, what I believe, what I heard, or what I was
no,
told.
No, go ahead. Don't waste your 2 minutes defending yourself.
Well,
just go ahead.
Well, you're talking okay, let me tell what happened. Antoine called right before the news, so let me get some extra time.
Let me just make my
point. Go ahead.
And regardless on the time I get to make, but I get to squeeze and I get
Thank
to
Thank you very much.
In, okay?
Go ahead.
So when you talk about capital, human capital and growth, that is a conversation within itself. But, you know, you guys asked about size. Like you said, where are the people going to go? Singapore, which is just 1.5 times of Freeport, not Grand Bahama, not the Bahamas, 1.5 times the size of Freeport, has about 6 million people of that, right? Then, Freeport is like 560 square kilometers, and Singapore is 735 square kilometers compared to New Providence, which is 200 square kilometers. And so it's not a population growth, it's a strategy for particular growth. But even when you look at Singapore, we talk about the breakdown of citizenship of those million people, you know, believe it or not, only 50% or more closer to 60% of those are citizens. Then about 10% of those are permanent residents. And then there's a separate designation of 4 million people that is non-resident. 2 million people that's non-resident. I'm doing the calculation in my head. So I'm simply saying that we don't have conversation in that context. So when you start talking about growth, there has to be a strategy of growth. And we talk about these education and training, but no one could tell you what are we training our people for? What are we preparing for this population growth? And so when we talk about maximizing human capital, education is an economic strategy. But in this new dispensation we're in, you must have a digital-first workforce, okay? I can go into details on that. Let me move to what you said, Garvin, about Darvin, about taxation. The Bahamas, I think, is the sixth largest tax exchange country in the world, meaning that we have agreement for tax TIEA, whatever that means,
yeah.
Tax Information Exchange Agreement.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We are the only place that signed more than us is Monaco for 35. The Bahamas has 32 out of 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can count OECD countries. You only have three countries like Canada, UK, and Germany have a higher count. What does that mean? Your taxation here, information is exchanged, and we have, we're in the U.S., U.S. citizens pay taxes no matter where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the same capacity, when they pay taxes here, they also must be able to write it off wherever they are. So there is a balance in that whole conversation that we'll be talking about, almost for the agreement that we have with this minimum top-off tax. And so there's a larger conversation. But in the same capacity, when we talk about immigration, it has to be purposely directed immigration. And we have no strategy for the growth and development of the Bahamas. And so that's when you start talking about the ownership of the economy. And I think many times you guys focus on this. And you have leadership, and they repeat this over time, that they are barriers to open the country. And we have leaders that sit down now and say, oh, we're going to tear down the walls of ownership. We're going to tear down the walls of the oligarchs. And I say to you in that studio with anyone else, call me out and explain, name one single barrier to ownership in this country that still exists being held or controlled by the oligarchs. It does not. Now, if you live in the cave, you see everything in black and white or shadows on the wall. When you leave the cave to go into the sunlight, you begin to see trees of colors, dogs of fur, all these other different things. And so the problem is, like, even access, we say banks. There is methods now with fintech in the world, and even more now with the two bills that Trump signed, opens up doorways for behemoths to have access to capital. The fact that they are totally unaware of it because the tree fell in the forest and you wasn't there, or you didn't understand it, did not mean it didn't happen. The problem we have, again, brings us back to education. We have not been educated to the strategies that's available to us for ownership of the economy, for instantation. You know, you want to build a bed and breakfast, develop a business plan suffice enough that you could just talk to 1,000 people out of the 11 million or out of the 300 million in the U.S. or whatever in Canada to convince 1,000 people to invest 1,000 in you. And the DARE bill and all of these opens these doorways. So
stop
complaining of where we are and begin to point the pathway forward, get individuals that understand.
See, Alan, you know what? I got to go to a break. I gave you an extra 2 minutes into the break, and I was trying to hint to you we got to go to a break, and you're still going on. I need you to just pay attention. And after we come back from the break, I have some other callers on the line. Stay on the line for me. And see, Alan, if you want to call at the end of the show, I'll be quite willing to listen to what you have to say in continuance. But we got to go to a break. This is Garden Radio Today, 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commissions through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information, or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected. Live your life. It's good to be alive.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Now let me see now, 326 EPIC. Hello, hello, this Epic, Eckert Battery. This Miss Beulah from around the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord, it's about time. I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail is too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Lock, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I've been a victim of a selfish kind of love. It's time that I realize there's a window.
And we're back, we're back. Listen, man, you know the time is just ticking away. And, you know, you people, you're tempting to cuss me or fuss me today, whichever, which way. If you're a Christian, you're fussing. If you're not a Christian, you're cussing. And you talk about the time I give people. So let me just put it to you this way. When I give you extra time, you still take more time. Now, what you call that? That's respect or disrespect.
Mm.
I keep telling y'all, try to keep your commentary to within 1 minute. I came off a trip from Fort Lauderdale for 4 or 5 days last week. I came into the studio today. I feel a bit refreshed, Darvin Russell, after that rain that we had yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I'm in a good mood. I don't mind giving you a little extra minute. Mm-hmm. And then you can tell me, so you need more time than that. I give you a little extra time, and you still want more time. How much time you want, man?
My Lord.
There are other people on the line waiting to talk, and I'm trying to get to everybody. That's all this really is. It ain't got nothing to do with how intelligent you are. It's not personal. God doesn't dislike you. God doesn't think you're not smart. We know that y'all are great people. Y'all are brilliant people. So watch what God does now. He's talking now. Mm-hmm. And watch what God does now. Caller, you on the line. Go ahead. See that?
Hey, God. What's up, brother?
I shut my mouth so you could talk. Go ahead, my brother.
Good afternoon to you and to your guests.
Good afternoon. Yes,
sir. I just wanna talk about something yesterday. I was at a family function here, and I had one of a major business holder, female at that.
Wow.
From Grand Bahama.
Wow.
Major. I'm not going to call her name. She's a major business owner.
Yeah?
And she says to me, you know, I ain't for no PLP. I ain't for no FNM. I ain't no politics person.
Mm-hmm.
But the real estate in Grand Bahama is booming. Jobs are booming. And listen to me, God.
Mm-hmm.
This woman don't do nothing in politics. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so amazing, right, that when these persons from Grand Bahama call your talk show, they don't talk about the goodness. Have a good day, bro. I ain't gonna take up no time.
Well, I appreciate your call.
You tell that lady she needs to tune in here to Guardian Radio today, 96.9 FM. When I sit in here, I want to know who this woman is. Because anybody who got goodness, I need to know them. What you say, Dominic? Surely goodness and what? Mercy shall follow me, follow God, all the days of his life. Next call on the line, go ahead.
Go ahead, Carly, on the air.
Carly, you there? I think that caller probably fell asleep on us. Here's your text. Good afternoon, sir. Where can I find the information about passport that was issued in the Bahamas that the passport office don't know where they came from? I heard one of your callers made this claim, and you guys agreed with it. I don't remember that one, but anyhow. You'll need to stop allowing persons to make statements that is not true. You recall that?
No,
I don't recall that. So maybe they're hearing things, but I don't recall that, okay? Hey, bro, this a good week, eh? You have Michael in the background. Oh, yeah. You're talking about Michael.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. We got Michael. You know, Michael is an entertainer. But he also always has a good message. And I hope people can get to understand that I try to give you a good message. Garth, this is a hot show today. My office is listening and fully entertained. But one of our Texas callers was right. That's Cleaver. Okay, since he's right, I'll call his name. But Cleaver was right. You intend to increase the population and you don't have a corresponding plan for healthcare, education, and housing. It just doesn't make sense. And your Sunday show was lively as well. Kudos, Garth. Well, kudos to you, Darvin.
Thank you.
So you always make a great show, you know. Next person here says, well, let's take a caller. Go ahead, caller.
How are you doing, Mama?
We're good.
You're doing real good.
This is my dragon from North Abaco.
I'm my dragon from North Abaco. What's going on in Abaco? We don't get a lot of North Abaco calls.
No. I don't know if y'all know who I really is on a talk show advocate. I do bad. I can tell you that. Now, I want to jump on some point.
Go ahead. You got 1 minute.
What do you mean I got 1 minute?
Go ahead, man.
Well, it's 1:51. So, you know, we got to get out of here. I don't know.
Marlon,
yeah, I don't live here.
You know, I live between Boat Island.
Okay.
You know, man, look here. I had 4 family members.
Mm-hmm.
But these young fellas, every day on these little motorbikes, I don't lose. 4 family members lose their car. The fellas losing control on this motorbike and running to you, none the bike license, and they only 16, 17, 18, 19.
Wow.
I told them, and they end up injuring themselves or they end up dying in the car accident.
Wow.
So I have to meet with Mayor Monroe or the Commissioner of Police. She has to do a roadblock just specifically for these young fellas on this motorbike.
Wow.
I told them, 4 of my family members, car get right off and they lose their car. The fellas don't lose control and run right into them.
And they don't get arrested?
The trigger, broke leg, or brick whip. The next one dead. Then the next one, neck injury.
Wow.
And no one gets arrested?
That is a matter of to be dealt with urgently between the commissioner of police, or I gotta go see her, or go see, I can see her soon before I go back up, or I can see being on.
I like the call.
It has to be dealt with.
I like it.
Now so it's become a wild goose town.
I like it. Someone just mentioned that to me. Even today, going on one wheel is even illegal, and the police may see it and just let them ride on by. So yeah, you're on target, man. I appreciate that call, and hopefully you'll be calling
again.
But I
got something else
again
to tell you before I go.
Oh, yeah. What you want to tell me?
He was my former co-worker.
I was your former co-worker.
You the way you could tell go?
No man. That's somebody who sound like me and look like me. That's all right though.
I do a little 2 years there.
Yeah, well, but you're a well-rounded man. I take it.
But I have some other binding matters I want to touch on. But
please, I'll be back. I'll be back on Thursday. Tomorrow we have Hankun Usara, who will be here Tuesday and Wednesday, and I will be back on Thursday, Friday, and Monday.
Listen to me before I go. This matter has to be dealt with these young fellas on these motorbikes.
I will take a note.
Out of whack.
And when I return, we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. NHIA has yet to pay its providers the outstanding funds for July, 60% outstanding, nor the outstanding for August, 100%. I heard the white smoke from vehicles is even more dangerous than the black. Maybe someone could probably teach us about that. I listened to 52 more than Anton. We all know Anton has an agenda behind him, and we know 52 is the average man on the street. To wit, is a party man, asks Mr. Lang, how is Freeport booming? Well, you know, Mr. Lang is on another show. That's the show after this, which will be Z Lang, which is coming up in a few minutes. And you can feel free to ask Mr. Lang. Good day, Guardian. Stop doing crap on Torn. Had free reign and everybody else you cut who making sense. So this person want me to know that I must be like Anton, but I know I ain't like that. I ain't like that. Now, you see, what I do when I told Darwin, watch when I open up this door, what's going to happen. And what has happened? Exactly what we think was going to happen. This is why I tell you people, 1 minute. So when I say 1 minute again and I cut you, and I cut everybody, I don't want no one cry to me, man, because you see, this is the same problem in the country, eh? Mm-hmm. We made the laws, we bend them just a little bit so you could smile, and then you're still mad with me for letting you bend the rules. So I ain't bending no more. This tree don't bend. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, you doing good, my brother. Say, I got to let you talk.
I just want to call about Grand Bahama Bowman. I really would like to know exactly which part. It can't ever take me these people who don't know nothing about Grand Bahama. They hear and learn rumors about Grand Bahama, and then they call with the information like it's gospel.
I guess, could it be that his section is booming, I guess?
Say it again?
Where he is booming.
Well, even in a Grand Bahama. If my you were to take the industrial sector away from Grand Bahama, you may as well pull the plug and cut the light off.
So you have not seen the benefit of what's going on at Celebration Key? That has not been...
Because of Celebration Key, now Port Lakai is even a ghost town, even more of a ghost town.
Oh, more of a ghost town. Okay.
Freeport Harbor is even more of a ghost town.
Wow.
Because that traffic that used to go to the Port Lakai and the harbor is now gone.
Wow.
So you hear the taxi drivers, they complaining.
So Celebration Key, so are you able to go on to Celebration Key even though you didn't come on the Carnival cruise that came there?
Listen, I cannot go to Celebration Key by a day pass with me and my family. I cannot go there unless I'm with them.
Gotcha.
So, you know, these people need to get it right, man. If you take away the industrial sector and Grand Bahama, we never had an issue with the industrial sector. The industrial sector, for the callers who don't know, that's Freeport Harbor. Then the shipyard, that's Barco, the container port, Bradford Marine.
Bahama Rock still
the industrial
there,
sector. Areas like those, Freeport Power, that's the industrial sector. We never had an issue with the industrial sector. The only complaint we got about the industrial sector is about the work permit that you give to these foreigners to come in and work. Tell these people stop going to the talk show, talking foolishness.
Well, I love the people of Grand
Bahama. Appreciate you, my brother. Thanks
and
for that.
I'm wishing all the people of Grand Bahama well as we continue to push towards a better nation. I got another text here, Mr. Thompson. All that talk still does not show that high population equates to a successful economy.
Mm-hmm.
It rather stretches and stresses the economy. Be real. Is this fair to the Bahamian taxpayers? Darwin, gosh, can you Google then question if a high population equates to economic growth or success? Please do. This is from 52. Caller, go ahead quickly as we are running out of time.
You're
go ahead,
the last caller.
I'm listening to the callers now talk about the Celebration Key thing.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're going to have positive sides. You're going to have negative sides. As I commute throughout the community and I look around, I see hundreds of persons that over the years in Grand Bahama that weren't employed, dressed in Celebration Key, and they're in the liquor stores, the food stores.
Yes, sir.
Taking the money that they make down in Celebration Key, and they're investing it right back into the community. So, I mean, not everybody's ever going to be happy.
That's a fair point.
So, Celebration Key has its positive, and it has its negative side. It's just what you want to be focused on. And those taxi drivers, yes, they're complaining. Yes, they can't go down there. But they have to understand that Celebration Key made a major financial investment, and its priority is Celebration Key and making their funding back.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate your contribution.
So, like 52 said, I can remember when one or two persons would pass with a weed whacker now, at least 6 to 7 would in the mornings.
You know, Garth, before we go, one of the things that I always have to admonish people periodically is I want Bahamians to recognize that your experience is not a universal experience.
I like that.
Just because you are catching hell doesn't mean that everybody is catching hell. Just because that investment didn't work for you doesn't mean that it isn't working for everybody or anybody else. I think, you know, I always used to tell my staff, you know, you can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah,
two things can be true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a celebration key can be beneficial, and it benefits a 400 or 500 people, and it can also be detrimental if it affects taxi drivers in that way. Both of those things are true because your own lived experience. But you do not want to extrapolate that across the board to say it's either good or bad. But on measure, depending upon what the measurement is, it's probably a positive thing from an economic perspective for the island. So what we need is more balance. So you need now economic activity in Freeport proper that will help augur and support what Celebration Key has brought to the table. But this was Guardian Radio today. You were listening to Garth and Darvin.
Yeah, I want
to
get this last two texts in there quickly. Yeah, just squeeze them in there. Brother Garth, whenever there's consistent industrial unrest in the Bahamas, if it will not go well for the sitting government, no matter how well your performance was before the general election 2026, the people are ready to execute something. So beware fooling politicians. Jehovah God is on the move. Brother Garth and Darvin, every time when Anton calls a talk show, he is sometimes speaking as what the prime minister should be saying and doing, not selling out our country. And so Bahamas, as a British, is not a relationship with the French. Who cares for none other than themselves? Wow. Think, Bahamas, think again. And then I'm not going to read the rest of that one. And then the last one is, good day, what is the update on Resolve, B.O.B.? A number of politicians and influencers were included on the delinquency list. Listen, you people know how to talk. But I love when you talk. I love you people. I want you to have a great day on the job. And those people listening in the office who love Guardian Radio today with Garth M. Roseborough and Darvin Russell, we thank you. We thank you all. We love when you say hello to us, when you see us on the streets, you see us in your businesses. We want to be a part of you because you're a part of us. Take care. Have a great day. And we'll see you next time.
It's gonna feel real good. Some more change.